Johnny.
Hey, Mishki.
Yeah.
Yeah, those three guys that won the
Purple Heart. Heart.
Yeah. There is a POW medal that is issued. I think that came about in, I think it was after the Gulf War they started issuing that medal.
Hmm.
Or it could have been prior to it, but it all stemmed from Vietnam, where they had a lot of POWs.
Well, these guys should have got the POW medal then.
They did receive that as well, I believe.
Oh,
well,
then I agree. If there already is a separate POW medal, then I agree that they should have got that instead of the Purple Heart, because all the POWs, I'm sure, over the years were roughed up pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's nothing novel about that experience for a POW. And if there is a POW award, I'm in full agreement with the veterans on this one. They should not have received the Purple Heart. That should have been for some sort of combat.
Well, you know, the whole medal system in the Army is pretty jacked up as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they get a ribbon for throwing a hand grenade or a medal for throwing hand grenades.
That's because they're coming off that whole merit badge deal from the Boy Scouts.
Have you ever seen an Army uniform? I mean, it looks like something out of a circus or something. You know?
But that's what gets the guys fired up to stay in.
Well,
if they didn't get the medals, they wouldn't get the girls. They wouldn't stay in.
Well, that's probably true. But I tell you, you wouldn't find three Marines getting captured over there. This would not happen.
You guys are pretty cocky.
Well,
two Marines are pretty cocky.
Well, it's not cockiness. It's just the way things are.
Just between you, me, and a fence post, I believe there were a couple of Marines historically who did wind up as POWs.
Well, those were just anomalies, so to speak.
I see.
Basically, as it goes, a devil dog would never get captured.
What would that Marine prefer, to be killed?
No, he'd probably go down in a hail of gunfire.
So he'd prefer to be killed.
Yeah.
That's nice to tell the young boy as you head out the door. Bye-bye, Billy. I could be captured and released 6 years from now and still hang out with you, but I'm going to get killed instead because I think that's more honorable. Don't you, little sonny boy? Bye-bye! I'd say get captured myself, try to make it back home to your wife and kids, but I'm selfish.
Well, you got to look at the Marines' recruiting numbers. They're the only service.
Well, aren't the Marines primarily recruiting people, though, with mental deficiencies? Is that how they're getting them to pretty much keep fighting even when they should surrender? How do they do that?
That's the Army and the Navy.
They got a recruiting quota, don't they, so they just take people who are just out of mental hospitals or something?
No, that would be the other two services, the Army and the Navy. They're taking high school dropouts now, whereas the Marines, they've consistently kept their standards.
Really? High. Okay. All right. Maybe it's when your drill instructor calls you maggot every day. After a while, you just feel you should be killed.
That adds a certain mental toughness that obviously these three soldiers didn't have. I mean, they allowed themselves to be
They were wimps. Yeah, the first thing I would have done upon their release, I don't know, I guess if I were Jesse Jackson, I would have taken the butt of a gun and boom, 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 each to the head and said, what was wrong with you guys?
Well, another
your
thing
parents is, are embarrassed back home. They don't want to see your faces. They thought, sure, you were killed. They were getting ready to go on a big parade in the small towns back home in America. Now you're alive and getting out, and some reverend had to come over and get you out?
Yeah,
sissy puss.
And look at the ranks of these three guys. You had two of them who were staff NCOs, E6s.
Yeah, which is the equivalent of having the level. What is that? That's like, that's the same status of...
That would be kind of
like being called a high school girl.
Yeah.
It's like a high school girl. Yeah.